Bob was a Marine in World War II and fought the Japanese. In fact, he was wounded twice and nearly lost his life. He was shot through the throat, and today he talks with a husky whisper. After the war, he and a few other ex-servicemen moved into the home of Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators. They wanted to serve in whatever way they could and be involved in the Navigator ministry. Dawson assigned Boardman to take care of the lawn, the flowers, the shrubs. In other words, be the gardener. But Bob's big dream was to return to Japan as a missionary and take the message of the love of Jesus Christ to the Japanese, the same people he called enemies a few years before. Weeks and months went by. Bob studied the Bible, memorized verses, helped in evangelism and follow-up of new Christians. But the lawn work always came last on his list. One day, Dawson took Bob aside and said, "Bob, now I know you want to return to Japan as a missionary, and the Navigators want to send you, but there's something that's keeping you from ever getting to the mission field. Now, it's not the way you witness or study the Word of God. It's the sloppy, careless way you take care of the lawn. You give the impression that lawn work is beneath you. Pride seems to be keeping you from doing your best. It makes me wonder, if you don't give your best to a small task, you may not do a good job in the field." Bob was crushed. He knew Dawson was right. So he went to the Lord, confessed his pride, and asked for help. And a verse of Scripture that he had memorized suddenly came to mind. "Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." Bob took it to heart, and his yard work improved immensely, followed by 30 years of effective missionary service in Japan. Bob and his wife Jean are still serving God with great joy today. Friend, are you giving your best to the routine jobs that you face each day? Do you see them as God's proving ground for greater service in the future? They may not make the headlines, but God will bless you as you walk humbly with Him. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.